lovely listeners. This is a collaborative audio performance by Curvaceous Carrier 2, V. Silvermoon, Bravery Audios, Megan Thee Sabi, Horse of Bathory, Hedonistic Thrill, and me, Ava Lee. Please be respectful of our creative work and do not download or distribute it without our permission. Now, lean back and enjoy Symphony of Orgasms. Oh, hi. Yes. This is another female voice actors collaboration. And I can tell you, the cast is stellar. But I also tell you this is something a little different. This time, it's not about taking you with us to a fantasy setting where your wildest sex dreams come true. This is more about a very real issue. Damn it. Where are my headphones? I really need to listen to something sexy to do this right. Ah, there they are. So, what do we have on GWA today? F for M, F for M, FF for M. Beautiful work, ladies, but right now I'd love to have a deep male voice in my ears. But where are you guys? Always so hard to find. Must be because of all that downvoting going on. Really, I don't get it. There's erotic audio for diverse audiences. If you GWA listeners see one that's not meant for you, why not move on and listen to something else? There's no need to downvote anyone for their gender. I mean, you realize us women have equal rights to consume smut. Well, and most of us like to listen to men, so for fuck's sake, just let them make their audios in peace. I wanted to get off, not get angry. For fuck's sake. There was one audio I saved. Let's see. Ooh, yes. That's intriguing. Nothing brightens your day like a well-made audio about your favorite kinks, isn't it? Oh, very few upvotes, but for established reasons, that doesn't mean shit. Oh boy, the tags. This is gonna be fun. Going to press play now. I love that voice. Captivating right from the start. And those sound effects, wow. A lot of work went into that, I can tell. I'm already feeling a little flushed here. It's just pushing all my buttons so well. Fuck. Oh, you really sound like you mean it. Telling me what you're going to do to me. This is so well done. I can almost feel it. Oh, now you're calling me a good girl? Fuck. Oh, I so much want to be a good girl for you. This is so good. How could I keep my hands out of my panties listening to that? It's impossible. You have any idea how wet you've made me already? Fuck. moan went right to my pussy. Oh, you're going to make me come with that voice of yours. Oh, it's inevitable. Fuck. Oh, I didn't thought I'd react so strongly to this. It's pretty fucking amazing. I wonder, do other girls feel the same way?
Hi.
Oh, is that my friend Carrie? With a message to you?
Gabicious Carrie, at you. I just wanted to leave you this quick voicemail today to let you know what I think of all those gorgeous moans. It doesn't matter whether you're a sweet subby boy or a big bad mean dom or anything in between. I just absolutely fucking love hearing you moan. Oh, fuck. You know, just, they can do so much to me. And just the sound of it, and just how your voice changes. You can go high and low, and just all over the shop. And just makes me just... So fucking good. And you know, although you may not get a lot of attention, we listen more than once most of the time. But this is just this is just a preview of the sort of things those moans make me feel. So, so fucking good. Oh. You know, I know it seems like a hard world out there in GWA land, but we see you. Whether you want to believe that or not, we do. The majority of us will show you love where we can, but there are some shy people. But please, please know, we absolutely fucking adore you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And we missed you so, so much. If you weren't around. Oh, fuck. Getting so close. But just know, we see you. We love you. We don't care what you sound like. As long as you give us, oh, fuck those those gorgeous sounding moans.
Oh yes, we absolutely fucking adore you. And let's not forget about the wonderful M-Sub audios. All those good boys who let us play with them in Fantasyland. I'm thinking my friend V might have something to say about that too.
Hey. You know, I had so much planned to say, but all I really want to talk about is your amazing content. Not only does it bring me joy and help me orgasm, but it also helps me get in the mood for recording. There's so many times I am searching for that gem of the day to put you in my ears and enjoy all that hard work you put into your audios. I know it's hard. that's what she said. But the most fun I can get out of a self-care activity. Oh, goodness. Oh, just putting you in my ears. Being able to lay back. And spread my thighs. And listen. To those growls. And that voice of yours. Especially when you call me darling, or the listener. It's always the listener. Oh, yeah. Oh, when you make all those funny jokes. Because I love to giggle. And those sound effects. Oh, goodness. Hearing those wet sounds. Oh, fuck. Those downvotes confuse the fuck out of me. Oh, God. Oh, it's gonna be quick. I can already tell. Oh, just thinking about, listening to you. And then to be lucky enough to have you listen to me too. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, you make me feel so fucking good. Oh, you're so talented. consistent you are. Oh, with the quality of your audios. That desire in your voice. Oh, God. Oh, let me just hold it there.
Oh, yes, baby, hold it there. I know it's hard. So hard. But there's someone else here, edging while listening to the guys. I think it's bravery. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hi there. That's bravery. And I was thinking of how I can record this. And I decided that the best way I can show you what you do to me is by just showing you my pure reaction to your voice. I've been edging for hours, listening to you moan in my ear. I'm so wet and so needy. All I can think is fucking myself to the thought of you. And telling you how much I love hearing you. How much I adore your audios. So let me slide it. The dildo. Oh, what I would give for you to fool me like this. Squeezing. Oh, you take what you need. You take that pussy that belongs to you. Get into your desire. Fuck the sound of desperation. Desperation and need. Need for me. Oh, Zara's been crazy. Those growls and moans. My back arch. My body tremble. That drives me insane. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Please, don't stop. Not in my ears. Oh, yes, I'm yours. Oh, tell me who I belong to. Show me how much control you have over my body. Because you do. Oh, this is what you do to me every time. Oh. Oh, my God, stop. Fuck, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't play to the sound of your voice for hours. All I've done for days before. Oh, I get addicted to you. To you moaning me. And telling me what a good girl I am. Fuck. Fuck, I'm getting close already. Just. The thought. The thought of you pinning me down. Please. 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 Please don't stop. Just don't stop making me feel good. Don't stop making me different. A desperate little slut for you.
Wow, such a good girl for you. So much passion. But hold it there, sweetie, so we can all come together in the end. Oh, look, Megan is here. She's a writer, but she came to join us, showing appreciation for you.
I've never done anything like this before, but since I enjoy hearing you so much, I thought it was fitting that I let you hear me. So I'm lying in bed, and I've got my vibrator, and I'm gonna tell you. All about how when I write for you. Because there is nothing in the world that compares to hearing my words in your mouth. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of all your work, the improvs, and especially those ramble faps are some of my all-time favorite things to listen to. God, you are just so good at this. Your voice just hits me like nothing else. And the way you talk in your audios about all the filthy things you want to do to someone. The filthy things I want you to do to me. It's not fair. But I am a writer at heart. So those script fills have a special place for me. And every script I write for you. Because I want to hear those words come out of your mouth. I want to hear you say those things to me. Sometimes when I'm writing, I imagine hearing it in your voice. I don't do it on purpose. Usually, when I write, I start with a situation that I find sexy. And then, well, and then I outline, because if I don't outline, I'll spend forever just writing witty banter and no one would ever have sex. But anyway. And for a while when I'm writing, I can just write. I don't hear anything in my head. I'm just putting words on a page, trying to make a fantasy come true. But lately, every time I write, I get to this point where I'm writing something sweet or sexy or deliciously twisted and evil and cruel, and suddenly I hear the lines I'm writing in your voice. It's almost subconscious, like I'm so addicted to the sound of your voice that I can't even write certain words without imagining you whispering those words in my ear. And when that happens, I tilt my head back and I close my eyes and I think about all the little words and phrases you say. The ones that make me shiver and shake. The ones that get me so fucking wet. The ones that always make me come. Fuck. And then I open my eyes and I keep writing. I write the things that I know you want to say. The things that you are just waiting for someone to give you permission to say to them. And I imagine you sitting there scrolling through Reddit and seeing that I posted a new script. I imagine you clicking on that link for the script offer and pulling it up and starting to read it. And I wonder, do you know that I wrote this for you? That I thought of you stroking your cock and saying all these things to me, telling me how much you want me, how much you need me, that you know exactly what you do to me and that you love doing it, and that you're not gonna stop, and I don't want you to stop. I want to hear every little thought that you have. I want to know exactly what you're thinking. God, when you I want to know exactly what you're thinking when you read my words or when you hear my voice. Because you make my words come to life. You take these fantasies and you make them into a reality. And hearing my words in your mouth, it's amazing. I write for you.
Oh, Yes, I couldn't agree more, Megan. As a writer myself, hearing your own words brought to life by one of those wonderful male voice actors, that is such an exquisite pleasure. But before we can fully indulge in it, there's a radio broadcast we have to hear.
Thanks for tuning in to the All section of GWA Radio. I'm your host and resident Batgirl, House. Getting straight into the thick of things, listeners. Today, our segment is Man Sounds Are the Best Sounds. That's right. I've got my trusty vibrator here. Some points to be made, and I need your undivided attention. Now, these man sounds on GWA, I gotta say, my favorite ones are the ones where, when y'all are firm with me, fuck, you know, that attitude, that helping hand that is, right on the edge of a harmful, and sinful. Yeah, I imagine listening to your voice, your hands are veiny, which is my favorite. These beautiful, beautiful things that grip me and tug me and please me. Like the audios you share. And you know, you taste as sweet as your voice sounds to me. And I know you can handle me. Because your audios aren't just for show. That's right. That's right. Oh, you're as wild as they are. And those moans, oh, works of art. I want to drink them down. Oh, God, that feels great. I want to steal every breath. Oh, good, you make it to my ears as my own. Because they make my cat glitch. Oh, good, like right now. Oh, I appreciate you. I do. The fact that you put out this type of content, and I'm. If I can tell you to your face, I would. Oh, but for now, you just have to listen to me tell you how good it fucking feels to hear your dulcet tones. Your voice. God, gives me the push I need. Oh, God, that extra oomph to come all over this fucking vibrator. Oh, God. As long as you're making audios, which I hope that you do for a long, long time, so I need to hear that voice of yours bringing me over the edge. God, I'm gonna be coming to you. Oh, God, until I can't anymore. And this is what you do to me. This is what you do to me. Listening to you. pain. Just you. I can tell. God, I can tell. You would absolutely drive me crazy. I admit to have a bad about this. Your sounds. All the best sounds. Anyone in a work. Oh, God. Oh. Because you make me come harder than I've ever come before. Oh. Just listening to you, darling. Oh, God. Fucking. Oh. Oh, fuck. Just thinking about listening to you telling me that phone voice he used. How you gonna take me? How you gonna breathe me? Oh, God. Just. Oh, God, it takes me to a place that only you can take me. Oh, God. And you know what? You know what, darling? Yeah. I'm about to come to the thought of you.
No, wait, darling. There's one more voice on the radio we need to hear. Oh, man, I agree so much to you. Men's sounds are the best sounds indeed. They drive us crazy. Let's tune in to our last contribution.
And now, we are interrupting our scheduled program to cut to Hedonistic Thrill and the crowd gathered in Madeline Square.
Men of GWA. I come before you today to praise you for the words you moan, the words that drip like honey into our ears, the words that can make a waterfall pour from even the most barren of deserts. All the world a stage. And all the men of GWA have enormous parts. They have their entrances and their exits. You are the sword of righteousness, and I the sea. What a tight fit we are. I kneel before you, willing to take all that you can give, and still want more. With your voices, you whet my appetite, and bring my adulation gushing forth. I applaud your efforts, for I know you like a slow hand. I wish to erect a prodigious monument in your honor. And trust me, gentlemen, it would not be overcompensating. This monument shall pierce the sky, its peak thrusting fearlessly into the heavens, to boldly go where no man has gone before. You are the summit of our dreams, which binds together our entire community. From your ranks, great captains, great athletes, great businessmen, great... firemen whose mighty hoses still cannot extinguish the searing flame of our desire. I fill my days with thoughts of how you would feel me. All of you. The Spanish Bulls. The Italian Amanti. The American Grizzlies. The Asian Dragons. The Ebony Panthers and Nordic Wolves. Gentlemen, never before in the field of erotic entertainment has so much been known to so many by so few. You few, you happy few, you band of brothers marching gallantly into our... Oh, guns, hearts, hammered hearts. I have full confidence that you will do your duty, that you will rise to the occasion, that you will stand firm in your resolve to ride me senseless like the storm of war. Your voice will triumph above all. We shall come on the bitches. We shall come on the trains. We shall come in the fields, in the streets, and in the restroom at lunchtime. And if we are sated, which I do not for a moment believe, we will still go further than the mere satisfaction of our lust. The utmost kinks and depravities which each one of us cherishes will be far surpassed. Will you join in that historic effort? We choose to come not because it is easy, but because you are hard. Oh. My fellow listeners, ask not what performance will do for you, but what together we can do for the orgasms of man and woman alike. I have a dream. Oh God, do I have a dream? I have so many dreams. I have woken up my roommates so many nights because of my dreams. I have dreams. I have a dream that one day, male performers shall not be judged on the basis of their gender, but on the quality of their content. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day male glory shall be exalted, and every growl and wish there shall be celebrated. And the rough, and the gentle will be admired. And the glory of erotica shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to my bed with. With this faith, we will be able to weed out the poisonous thorn of envy and plant the seeds of thrill and pleasure. With this faith, we shall be able to transform the jangling discords of dismay into a beautiful symphony of orgasms.
Yes. Yes.
With this faith, we will be able to moan together. Laying together.
I'm not the only one who feels like this.
Oh, we all love our audio creators so much. Let us show you just how much. We've all been staying on the edge. And now we will come.
Today, listeners. Oh. Tune in next time. Yeah. For my segment of Fantastic Girls and Where to Find Them. Bye.
Thank you for filling my scripts. I love hearing your take on them.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that. Oh, that is the aftermath. Oh, fuck those downvotes. It's all nonsense. You make amazing content. And I can't wait to hear what you put out next. Oh, thank you so much for creating your lovely content. I appreciate you, all of you, so much.
Knowing that we will be seduced, satiated, and satisfied together. Thank you.